rolling around.
Welcome, episode 361.
Sorry.
I could tell us all. Welcome back, Brett and Jeff Cedar, the podcast.
Good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is.
Yes, good afternoon indeed. A little dark for afternoon, but yeah, definitely. So, Brett, you said you were sick. You're saying it's good.
No, not me. No, I've been fine.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, none of our teams won this week. So let's go with Brad first, I guess. What are your thoughts on week 17?
Overall, it was a pretty decent week as I won fantasy football for the first time. So that was good. Thank you, Colts and Texans and a few other teams. But, it was a pretty decent, I mean, it was a very entertaining week. I mean, seeing Arizona beat Philadelphia was hard for a day.
Yeah.
Seeing Detroit get screwed did not. Mm. And watching the Giants attempt to go for two, that I thought was hysterical. That's not good. the low point was I bought a Tommy DeVito shirt. That's how you know I'm a fan because I knew that's a short-term gain. So,
yeah.
Seeing Baltimore kind of assert their dominance. Loved every second of that. The Chiefs are very beatable.
Yeah.
The Dolphins could be easily one and done, and from what looks of it. And the Seahawks and the Vikings, thanks for playing, but you're probably done. I mean, that was just
definitely.
I was more disappointed in the Vikings because I'm like, I don't know, as I hate Green Bay. But and now it sets up, we have next week is great, Indy and Houston for the division, but potentially. And Baltimore, you better beat the shit out of Pittsburgh. I'm just saying.
No doubt about it.
And hopefully, I think Josh Allen finds a way in the playoffs, and then who knows. Overall, it was a pretty decent week.
Definitely. The Ravens put up a big number last week. It was,
I didn't see that coming.
Six
like that.
Points. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, they're gonna be a tough out for anybody.
Definitely. And I have to ask you guys also just your thoughts on the Broncos benching Russell Wilson the rest of the season and cutting him after this year.
It confirms everything I thought about Sean Payton for a long time. He's not a good guy. He can coach.
Yeah.
Not a great guy, and I don't like Russell Wilson at all, but you don't.
Yeah.
I don't think they handled that the best, and I think we'll see what happens. He's obviously going to stay, and Russell's going to go.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of unfortunate because they were playing pretty good. And had they not lost to New England, which was kind of like, holy, had they not lost that game, I wonder if that conversation even is going to take place. I don't know.
Well, apparently it started out back in October.
And they started to win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting stuff here in Denver. All right, Jack, your thoughts, and also thoughts on Russell Wilson as well.
It was an interesting week of football. Just very, very disappointing, but frankly, I was quite expecting it as far as Philadelphia goes, like I've said for the past couple weeks. They don't deserve to go to the playoffs, but it is what it is. Other than that, I mean, they're just playing. I mean, they have no. Come on, when you can't make Arizona punt a single time, you legitimately have no. There wasn't a single punt by Arizona that game.
Crazy.
The one turnover on possession was the Sidney Brown interception for the return, but otherwise, either way, it was disappointing to see the Seahawks do what they did. To be honest, I was kind of busy. I didn't watch that amount of football. I was very, very, very upset with the end of that Lions game. In my head, I mean, how can you legitimately say that they both didn't check in when they both ran over? I mean, I don't know. Whatever. It's over and done with. The Russell Wilson thing, it doesn't surprise me. I've always known that Sean Payton isn't the greatest dude in the world. That being said, I also If they approached Russ to take a cut in salary in an effort to get more players, it does not surprise me at all that he would have said no. That's just, but at the same time, as the NFL's taught us time in and time, you know, not every time, but time and time again, you got to look out for your own. The team doesn't care about you. They care about the bottom line. So I don't blame him, but it also doesn't surprise me, you know? That being said, it's, I wonder if he will go someplace else. I don't know. I don't know. I would hope that he does for his own sake. I'm not a fan of the guy, but you know, but at the same time, he isn't going to want to be a backup anywhere. And I don't know of many teams who are going to put up with some of the antics that you hear about. So who knows? We'll see what happens.
All right. So there are your thoughts.
Yeah, the Cowboys beat the Lions in controversial fashion. It's pretty crazy how they won by a point there. But suck at Lions, controversy. Vikings did not show up in their own stadium, unfortunately, on Sunday night. Against the Packers, 33-10. We just need a
quarterback.
Need a quarterback. Probably. Hopefully try to keep Kirk Cousins for another year or two, and then probably draft the quarterback. We'll see. My hope is that we draft JJ McCarthy from Michigan, but we'll see. Or Penix from Washington.
There you go.
From the Huskies. Anyways. The Cardinals being the Eagles. Sorry, Jeff, on that one. I wanted the Eagles to win that game, but, you know, Cardinals brought it. So that was pretty shocking to see. Dolphins lost to the Ravens big time. 56-19, something like that. Yeah, Ravens are a force to be reckoned with. They could be Super Bowl contenders. The Saints beat the Bucs. Seahawks lost, unfortunately. That's pretty much it.
All right, man.
And then for Russell Wilson, he can just retire for all I care. He goes to another team. Good luck. Just stay away from Minnesota.
All right. Well, at this point, Ryan said he can't run the podcast anymore, so that's unfortunate. But anyways, for me, I'm watching the Bills almost lose to the Patriots was funny, but not funny at the same time. But, the Browns just whipping on the Jets is pretty funny, actually. But beyond that, the Hawks losing to the Steelers wasn't funny at all. But I wasn't too shocked about it because, you know, the Hawks run defense isn't that great. They give 200 yards on the run, so that's kind of bad. Gina played pretty well, actually, for the first time this year. It's pretty cool to see that happen. But other than that, though, I really didn't care about much of it besides that. The Huskies will go national title, Natty against the Michigan Wolverines. Can't wait. And then we'll go on to our week 18 here. Before we get to that, we'll go into our final pick count before we go into the season here. So last to first, we have Ryan Deese. Sorry, Caesar last place, 152. Then Deese, 153. Jeff, 156. Brad, 157. Joe, 158. And myself at 168. So Brad's actually doing pretty well this year for the first time. That's pretty good. That's kind of cool. All right. Now we go to the week 18 picks now. Brad, we have first game we have here on Saturday, Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to cautiously pick Baltimore. I hope they play for at least a half. But I think Baltimore, it's like they said on TV the other day, I did hear this, Baltimore is not going to repeat, hopefully, 2019, where basically they had 3 weeks off because they didn't play anybody the last game, and it caught up with them in the playoffs where they didn't do much.
Yeah,
obviously. So I think they would love to knock out their rival too. Mm-hmm. So just like the Vikings could have knocked Green Bay out, it's like when you have a chance to knock out a rival, you do it. So I hope that they give every effort and do that. And knowing John Harbaugh, my guess is they'll do that. These games, no matter who's playing backups, or they're always entertaining.
Yeah.
Wouldn't expect anything different. I'll take Baltimore.
I agree. Definitely. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm taking Baltimore, but I'm like Brad. I can see Steelers coming in, but I think we'll see the starters for at least the half, through halftime, or pretty darn close to it, unless it's kind of a major run up or something. But yeah, I'll take Baltimore on this. Yeah, if the word comes out that they're benching everyone, I may change my mind. But I'm going to stick with Baltimore this time.
Not for now. Okay, definitely. Caesar?
Yeah. Probably see the stars in the first half, and then the backups in the second half. Tyler Huntley is their backup.
He's pretty good too.
He's pretty good for a backup. I got the Ravens. Probably going to be a close game because it's a rivalry game. So yeah.
Yeah, them as well. Ravens winning this game. Hopefully they can just get their ass at 6-4 and send them home packing. All right, Jeff, we have another game on Saturday. This game Saturday. Houston at Indianapolis for the AFC South, I believe.
Houston at Indy?
Yep.
I'm going to take Houston on this one.
Okay.
Stroud's back in. I didn't realize that he was back this last week.
Oh, okay.
So I'd seen a little bit of the highlights. But yeah, I like Houston on this one. I didn't realize that was for the championship or for the division title, conference title, sorry. Division. Houston, going to be a good game, though.
Definitely. All right. Caesar, how are you?
I got Houston as well. CJ Stroud's back, so it should be good for the Texans. Colts could make it interesting, but Texans will win by possibly a field goal or a touchdown. We'll see.
All right. Brad, what do you have?
I'm just maybe last. Sorry. I will take the Colts.
Yep.
See if Gardner Minshew in a big spot can win a division. Well, or potentially put the play. I just trust the Colts a little bit more in CJ. I don't know. AFC South is very interesting, but the Colts have been a better team than them, and Houston's turned in a few duds, and that's the reason why they're kind of in this spot too. So,
yeah,
I'll take the Colts in a must win.
All right, I'm taking the Houston Texans in a must win game as well.
So disrespect.
I take Houston because I don't like Indianapolis anymore, but
because of one guy,
Jim Mercer. Yeah, yeah.
Oh well, okay. Well, that's a better reason.
Yeah, I don't mind. I don't mind Gardner at all, but he's the backup quarterback, so that's fine. I have Houston winning.
He's the starter.
Well, he is interim starter. Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm taking them to win. All right. Caesar, got the Buccaneers at the Panthers. What do you think about this one?
I'm going to go Buccaneers. Panthers are not that good, and they won't be good for another years or so. Who knows? Buccaneers in the easy win.
All right. Brad?
Bucks and Panthers, right?
Bucks and Panthers, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Tampa. Baker Mayfield can't look that bad back-to-back weeks. I'll take
Tampa. No. Especially against the Panthers. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Panthers, I mean, you were talking about a bad owner, the Panthers.
Oh, I heard that this morning on Jim Rome's show. Yeah, I threw like a cup or whatever or a drink at.
He's a real jackass. I mean, he's up there with us too, in a different way. Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm taking the Bucks in this one in a, I don't want to say a landslide, but in a figuratively landslide.
Healthy win.
Yes, in a very, very positive, healthy win that they kind of need.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the Bucks in a big way here. If they win this game, I think they might. If they win, I think they might be in it, I think. I'm not sure.
I think they are, too.
Yeah, I think they,
they might get in. They win the division or something, I think.
Yeah. I got them winning this game as well. All right, Brad, we have the Browns at the Bengals. Who do you think in this one?
Always been a big fan of Joe Flacco. I think it's fun to see him kind of get a second or one more chapter in the back nine here. So I'll take Cleveland, and I think this AFC is back, but it's going to be fun. I hope they can make a little noise. It'd be really fun. But, yeah, being the Bengals have nothing to play for, and Jake Browning really play like shit against the Steelers, and that's why they're not in the playoffs, or potentially. He had one really bad day, and it cost him.
It sure did.
But he's a backup, so he'll go back to where he belongs next year. But he should feel good about what he did for about 70% of it. The Browns, I want this as a tune-up game, so.
There you go. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Browns on this one.
Okay.
No other reason than I'm just kind of pulling it out of my
butt. Like the Browns would do.
Yeah, pretty much. Taking the Browns to the Super Bowl, boys. We're going to go wage a waking war with the brown eye.
There you go.
Brown, that'd be so cool if they went. Oh, my God.
That'd be funny, yeah. All right, Caesar, what do you have in this one?
I got the Browns, too. Their defense is damn good. Their offense is up and down, but I think the defense will take care of the Bengals and the Battle of Ohio.
All right, there you go. Take the Browns as well. Flacco's been playing great football. I mean, he's been on fire the last month. The month he's been there, and I think the Bengals might not play that well. They're on their play for it, basically, as Brad said. So I think the Browns as well, and probably 10-point win or more. So we'll see. All right, Caesar, your last game of the year for the Vikings, potentially, most likely. Minnesota at Detroit. What do you think?
Fortunately, going to go with Detroit on this one. They'll probably rest their starters in their half full seats because of their playoff spot. But yeah, I got Detroit winning. Vikings quarterback debacle Mullins and Hall. Yeah, no. Vikings could make it interesting, but in the end, they'll just lose by, I don't know, 7 or 10. I don't even know.
All right. We'll find out. All right. But, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm wrong.
I'm sorry. Who are they playing?
Vikings at Lions.
I'm going to go Lions on this one.
Okay.
Nope, I'm going to go Vikings. Lions have locked it up. They're going to be resting some starters. I'm changing it. I'm going to go Vikings on this one. They're going to come from behind and surprise us.
Okay, you got some balls there. I got it. I like it. Don't say anything about that. I don't want to say anything. Okay. Brad, your thoughts on this one?
I'll take Detroit just because I think after, especially the way they lost the Dallas game, I don't think you want to lose back-to-back going into the playoffs. We're going to have to face the Rams in a – and that scares me just thinking about it. So,
yeah,
we'll take Detroit.
I'm taking Lions as well just because Brett Allen won't be at the game on Sunday, so he won't be able to mess up that at all. So
these refs are going to F up a playoff game if they're not careful. I swear.
Well, Brad Allen's crew was told they're not doing any playoff games this year.
Yeah, but there needs to be a
really
that the
Yep.
Terrible.
But they are doing the game on Saturday against the Ravens, and Steelers are doing that game though. So
that's fine because apparently he favors the home team, so I'm fine with that. They can give him all the breaks they want.
There you go.
At this point, I mean, that was so egregious. Yeah. They better have what happened in the Super Bowl last year. It's like it's been a carryover from that. You can't have it's really bad. Like there needs to be a referendum on that.
And these refs have been bad all year. Like a lot of crews have been really bad this year. So it's been worse than I've seen in a long time. Yeah. All right. Speaking of bad games, here's one for you, Brad. Jets at the Patriots. What do you think about this one?
You know why I get the bad games? I'm not in last place.
I'm saying these teams.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just because I don't like Gonzaga as much as you. Sorry. I will say, they're not good this year. I'll take New England at home because it could be the last home game Belichick has there. Potentially. Yeah. So, and they seem to find a way to beat the Jets no matter who they trot out at quarterback. So
they need to lose this game. They need to lose this game if they want to get a better pick, you know?
I just don't think, and they very well might. I just don't, it just sounds to me, you know, this has all the makings of a Belichick 17-12 type of win.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it might be. We'll see. Hmm. All right. Caesar, what do you think?
I got the Jets in this one. Patriots do need to lose this game to get a better draft pick. They could pick a quarterback too, but we'll see. I got the Jets winning by like a field goal or something.
All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going to take Patriots at home. I believe that Belichick, that the team's going to come out kind of for a final farewell to Belichick. It's going to be, like Brad said, it's going to be an ugly game. I was thinking like a 16-14 type of situation.
Okay.
I mean, just an ugly played game. Watch the Jets will probably come back and win, but whatever. I'll take Patriots on this one.
I'm gonna take the Jets in a 12-10 game here. And I can't stand the red ass known as Bill Belichick. So hopefully he goes out on a bad note, and let's go Jets. And another great game here, Caesar. This comes from the NFC South this time. The Falcons at the Saints. Who do you got?
I got the Saints because it's at home. Falcons can miss the playoffs and hope for the best next year. Saints will win this game. Probably be a close one by like 7 or something.
All right. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be that entertaining of a game. I'm also going to go with Saints. It's season's done for Falcons. And every time I'll just leave it at that.
Leave it at that. There you go. All right, Brad?
Yeah, I don't know. I took a shot with the Falcons earlier this year. They weren't the worst team. They're in a position to possibly sneak in. So Saints are a little better, but not by much. But I'll take the Falcons because I actually think people's jobs are on the line in Atlanta in some capacity. Not maybe everybody, but and as much as I like Derek Carr, he is what he is. They're just are they really going to beat if the Eagles have to go in there for a playoff game? Do you really trust New Orleans? I don't.
Yeah.
Although the way the Eagles have been playing, you never know. But I don't know. I'll take the Falcons just because.
Why not? All right, that's fine. I agree. I don't really feel great about the pick, but it is what it is. Pick the Falcons. We'll see how it happens. See what happens. All right, Jeff, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Titans.
Oh, I'll take Jacksonville. Titans did not look good. Neither team's great right now, but Titans really didn't look good this last week. I'll say Jacksonville on this. They need to do something, you know, a little more. Is Trevor playing?
Yes, he's been cleared.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be a decent game, but I wouldn't expect it to be super high scoring.
Definitely, yeah, definitely a low scoring game for sure. Brad, what do you think?
I'm going to go with an upset and pick Tennessee just because CJ Beth, I mean, you beat Carolina, great. I mean,
yeah.
I want to see, and the Titans looked awful last week, I get it, but
yeah.
They're at home. I feel like this it'd be kind of fun to knock Jacksonville out for input and make sure and see Houston and Indy take the spot, you know. Mm-hmm. One's a division, one's a wild card, if that's possible.
Yeah.
We'll take the Titans.
All right. Definitely. We'll see. All right. Caesar, what do you think?
I think he's going to be the only one picking the Titans. But I'm going to pick the Pirates. Trevor Lawrence is back. Travis Etienne is a beast. And the Jaguars defense can be good and can be bad at the same time. But I think we'll take care of the Titans quite easily. We'll see.
All right. Okay. The Jaguars. As well, but not in a blowout game, but it might be close to the division game, but we'll see. Quarterback situation there in Tennessee is very dire. You got Tannehill, you got Will Levis,
Malik Willis. That'll be fun for them, yeah.
Not great, so we'll see.
I wouldn't give up on Levis just yet.
No, me either, but he's a long ways to go, though, I think, yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah, definitely. All right. NFC West collision, great. Seahawks at Arizona. Brad, what do you think?
I think Seattle, just because I think that they're overall a better team, but nothing would surprise. I'd start Drew Lock and air it out, and that's how.
Absolutely.
So that way you win with some pride, and then hopefully.
Bears.
I don't think it's not out of the realm of possibility. It really isn't.
It's not, yeah.
You wish it was in Chicago, but that's okay.
For sure, yeah.
I think Seattle's better than Arizona. Like, having seen Arizona in person, I don't.
Yeah. No. Definitely. All right, Jeff, what do you think? Hawks at Arizona.
I'm taking Seattle as well. They are better, way better in my opinion. Arizona beat Philly this last week, but, I mean, yeah. One or the other. I say the same thing though. Put Locke in and just go out there and have some fun. I mean, just run some wild shit.
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do to get a win in there. I mean, if you got to dig deep into Pete's bag of tricks, I absolutely do it.
Yeah. I didn't know he had a bag of tricks. I didn't know.
He's so old he forgot where it's at. But once he finds it, you'll be quite impressed.
Exactly.
I'm still waiting. Right. I'm still waiting for that creative spark in his body. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Caesar.
Yeah, I got the Seahawks. Probably going to be a close game. But yeah, put in Drew Lock, light it up, and just beat the damn Cardinals.
Yeah, he won't. But that's wishful thinking. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taking the Hawks as well with Geno Smith. Quarterback, and that's all I have to say about that. All right, Caesar, Chicago at the Packers. What do you think?
Oh boy, Chicago. just because fuck the Packers.
Little pack
65-0.
Woo, there you go.
You
65-0. That's amazing. That's great. Yep. Okay. All right, Jeff, what do you think?
I'm not going to say it's 65-0, but I will say like 40-0. Yes, oh, okay. I will go with Caesar on this one.
Definitely. All right. Brad?
I'm going to go with Bears just because I want it to happen, and the Bears haven't won in Green Bay for a long time. Why not? Actually, Justin Fields is playing a lot better. He knows that his ass is on the line, as everybody's on that team.
Oh, yeah.
So is it too little too late? We'll see, but I don't know. I have a good feeling they're going to be okay.
I'm taking the Bears as well, just because I need them to win. So
I don't feel great about it, but I
don't either.
It's possible,
but probably lose the game. But you know, let's go Bears for 1 week. We'll go Bears. Go Bears. All right. Chiefs at the Chargers. Mahomes likely not going to be playing the game, so we'll see. But Cesar, what do you think about this one?
Chiefs will win either way. Chiefs will win.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going to say Chiefs as well. Chargers are hot garbage right now, unfortunately, so are like Herbert. And I think right now they're just biding time until Harbaugh gets there.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, Harbaugh.
I think it might happen.
It would be great though, Jeff, is if you went to Las Vegas, Harbaugh in Vegas. Oh, watch out.
That would be wild, but I've always heard that he's got a hard on for Herbert.
Oh, does he? Okay.
I've heard Harbaugh just absolutely loves him. So
okay. Well, we'll see
what happens.
Yep, exactly. All right, Brett, what do you think? Chiefs at the Chargers.
Probably Chiefs win this game, unfortunately. I wish Mahomes would play just so he has a chance to get hurt. No, I shouldn't say that. No, I can't.
That's fine.
I want him, the Kelsey brother, all of them just to take a seat. Mama Kelsey, too, take a seat.
Taylor Swift as well.
Yeah, I mean, she's beautiful, but yeah.
Definitely.
She's good. Enough's enough.
Yeah, enough.
That's why somebody else needs to win the AFC, and they will.
Yeah.
I kind of would. Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs as well. Probably close game, I think, but they will get the job done, no matter who's playing quarterback. I don't know who the backup is, but yeah, taking the Chiefs to win. All right. Broncos at the Raiders. Brad, what do you think about this one?
I'm going to go Raiders, and I hope Antonio Pierce actually gets that job.
I don't know, but
he should.
He should, but, you know, it's Raiders, so you never know.
I think being as a Giants and everything, I mean, he did Christmas Day alone should get him that job.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they win this game. I think all this crap in Denver this week, I never thought I'd say the Broncos, they're an unstable organization. And they've really, they never used to be, but boy, it's turning
that.
I'll take the Raiders because they're at home, and I hope they finish with a losing season again. That's be like about 8 straight for them, which is great.
There you go.
I think the Giants had 9 in a row, so there you go.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
All right. Jeffrey, what do you think here?
I'm going with the Raiders on this one. Suck it, Peyton. Wasn't that big a fan of him before. Still not a big fan of him now.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Again, it's going to be interesting to see what they do for next year. I mean, spend all that money on a guy, all those picks, everything else. I mean, how do you even start to build back from everything that you've lost? I don't know. I would also agree that I think that Pierce does absolutely deserve the head coaching job. Done great things, and yeah, go Vegas, have fun.
All right, Caesar.
Jeff, that's the best video.
Yeah, go Raiders, suck it, Peyton. Have fun, Raiders, in Vegas.
All right, I'm taking the Broncos to win because they didn't play pretty well last week, but just couldn't have it stop anyone on defense. That's the problem. So we'll see how this one goes. But go Broncos from this game. We'll see what happens. All right, Jeff. We have the Eagles at the Giants.
Going Eagles on this one just because I have to. I want to get let down again. They have absolutely no defense. We need to fire both offense, defense coordinator. Patricia ain't doing it. Yeah, it's a joke. Bring back Gannon, for God's sake. He knows everything.
It shows.
Yeah, I'll go Eagles on this one, but if they win by maybe being able to get a stop on Washington or on the New York when they have the ball with 8 seconds left on their own 2, but I doubt it'll happen.
All right, so you Eagles win this game for you. All right.
Yes.
Brad?
I mean, it is the Giants, and the Eagles know how to beat the Giants. Although that Christmas Day game,
not really.
When they've won the last 4 years, so they do. Until they don't, I'm going to pick the Giants because they're at home.
Oh,
right. But I don't want Dallas in that 2 seed either. Like, and that's where I'm torn.
If Dallas beats Washington, there's nothing we can doesn't even
I know
matter.
I know, and I think those games are at the same time, which is good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
But the Giants will keep it probably close, but all right, I'll take the Giants by a field goal. But again, it's the Eagle. I think there's not an intimidation factor, but there's something that we just can't figure out with them. And it doesn't matter who's the quarterback. It doesn't matter. I mean, the only reason we were in that game is because two Eagles ran into each other, which was hilarious. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, that all that momentum doesn't mean shit. It's just, I don't know.
And Brad, are you sad?
Just hate playing them. I do.
Yeah. And are you sad that this weekend is the end of Tommy DeVito's run in New York?
No, I think he might make the team again, but he won't start. There's no.
I mean, as a star, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but I think again, when the media gets involved, it's never a good thing. It very rarely does it work out.
Yeah. Definitely. All right. Caesar, what do you think?
I got the Eagles winning this game quite easily. It might be close. We'll see. It might be close. I didn't know that Mason Crosby was the Giants until I saw the game.
The miss. I didn't either until the miss.
Oh, wow. Really? He's on the team? Wow.
I didn't know. Yes. I didn't know that Crosby was on the team. Yeah.
Oh.
He drug his 50-year-old ass out there.
Yeah. He's got to be 50 because he has gray hair all over his body. So, yeah.
He's not quite, but I mean, good Lord. It's just. Ugh.
I think he's like almost 40, if not.
At least, yeah.
He already.
He's 39 years old. 39 years old. Yeah.
Oh yeah, there you go. He's almost 40. But yeah, Eagles win this game.
I got Philadelphia. I haven't won the game, but I don't think it'd be close. I think it'd be like a ball game. It might be a close game because they don't. Philly's been playing pretty badly on defense, so this could be a good game. We'll see. But you got the Eagles to win this game. All right, we have the Rams at Niners, and Niners don't have anything to prove, so I doubt they will be playing much of their starters at all. So, Jeff, what do you think about this one?
I'll go with Rams, because I do think that you're correct, that Niners are just going to rest everyone.
Yeah.
You might see them for a quarter, just, you know, maybe keep them loose.
Yeah, keep them loose, yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise, I'll say in a barely a win, I'll say yes. Let's go Rams.
All right, Caesar.
Yeah, Rams in a close one. Probably won't even see any 49ers starters. But we'll see. Maybe the first quarter, or second quarter, and maybe the first half, maybe. Yeah. But yeah, Rams will win in a close one.
All right, Brad.
I'm going to 49ers just because they know how to beat the Rams. I don't care who's out there. And personally, I want to see the Rams have another loss, even though I know it won't mean much, but it'd be nice.
Because they're already in playoff 30, yeah.
I know, but
yeah.
I don't want them going in with too much momentum. So.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm picking the Rams as well. Hate both these teams equally, almost. Yeah, who cares who wins this game, but I'm taking the Rams to win. All right. All right, Jeff, this is for you here. This is for you. Got the Dallas Cowboys at the Commanders. What do you think here?
Go Commanders. Fuck you, Cowboys. I'm hoping that Dallas is going to rest their starters and then get bit And I know it won't happen, but we got to think positive, boys. Come on now. Come on. Go Commanders. Screw you, Cowboys.
Go Commanders. All right, Brad, what do you think here?
Yeah, I can't see a scenario where they rest because they need the game. So I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I know, but still.
And Washington, you know, kind of forget about them. They're
very forgettable.
Are very forgettable. You know what? But you know what? I will take Washington because I want to believe optimistically too. So you know what?
That's cute. That's kind of cute.
Well, in Dallas, they'd have no chance. But yeah, at home, they have beaten them a couple. You know, it's not like this is a one-sided rivalry right now.
Yeah.
They tend to win there.
Okay.
From time to time.
All right, we'll see. See you on Sunday. All right. Caesar, what do you think?
Unfortunately, going to have to go Dallas because I don't see the Chiefs winning at all.
Yeah.
But if the Commanders do actually win, they'll be good for the Eagles and good for Jeff. But yeah, I just don't see. I honestly don't see the Cowboys sitting their starters at all. But if they do, then they might get bitten. But we'll see. Dallas wins though.
I got Dallas as well. I don't want them to win, but we'll see. But I think they're going to win this game by probably 10, 13 points, I think. We'll see. And finally, Sunday Night Football, last of the season. Buffalo at Miami for the AFC East. The loser goes to the sixth seed. So, Brad, who do you have in this one?
Or out.
Interesting.
If the Bills lose, there's a good chance they're out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because of that, I'll take the Bills because I don't think they're going to leave anything to chance. And they'll know by the time they play that game, obviously, that anything will be decided. So, yeah, I think Buffalo is Miami's banged up. Buffalo has known how to beat them pretty handily as of late. Mm-hmm. And I think Josh Allen's on an MVP mission. I don't know if he can win it, but I take Josh Allen over Brock Purdy though in terms of MVP. I think you clearly see if Josh Allen wasn't there, that team was a 5-win team. If that.
Oh yeah,
definitely. So, also I'll take Buffalo by about 10. I feel bad for Miami because they've had a really good year too, but they need to. If the Dolphins have to go to Arrowhead,
out.
But it'd be just be the time to beat Kansas. It'd be just the perfect time to beat them too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, Caesar, what do you think?
I'm gonna go Buffalo at home. Although I wouldn't mind if the Dolphins won at all. I think Buffalo will win it. And they'll be in the playoffs barely.
All right. There. All right. And Jeff, what do you think?
Go Buffalo. I would like to see both teams do well in the playoffs. I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan of Josh Allen and the Bills.
Yeah.
But also, I really like what Miami has done this year. Overall, Mike McDaniels, I really like him.
Oh yeah, he's great.
But yeah, since it's in Buffalo, end of the year, I'm gonna take Buffalo on this one.
Well, it's in Miami, but
okay. Well, then since it's in Miami, end of the year, I'm taking Buffalo on this one.
All right, there you go. I like that. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills as well. Well, it's best of like 10 points or so, I would say. We'll see where they land come Sunday night. All right, Jeff, just what are your thoughts going into the final week of the regular season here?
Eagles, if you somehow get the 2 seed, you absolutely deserve to lose the first round. Although if you don't. You know, it's a bunch of good division games this weekend. Hopefully there's no injuries. Hopefully everyone can remain healthy except for Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. You know, if they can, I don't know, maybe take a shower that's too hot and slightly burn themselves to be mildly inconvenienced. Nothing serious, just, you know, something.
Some light, yeah.
You know, violent diarrhea, okay? I would love to see them get violent diarrhea on Sunday.
Yeah.
It'd be great. Otherwise, yeah, again, just hopefully, you know, last week football for the week, last week for, you know, you don't think, a lot of players could potentially be their last game. Bye-bye, Belichick. For us, have a great off season wherever the hell you're going to go. You know, and again, hopefully no injuries.
Exactly. Except for the Dallas Cowboys people.
Violent diarrhea.
Yep, there you go. All right, that's fine. All right, Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, it's hard to follow that.
Yeah, it really is.
Very interesting. Bills, Dolphins, Ravens, Steelers, and the Seahawks. Those are kind of my, in between doing other things, that's kind of on my plate for the weekend.
Yeah.
And really want to see Gardner Minshew prove that he's a starter in the league. And if I think if you win a division, then, you know, he should be the starter next year over Anthony. I do. He's not the 2019 version of Gardner Minshew. It's in my mind, it's much better than that. So as much as we suck on the Huskies, it's like, it's nice to root for a Cougar once in a while. So
not we, but I think you,
yeah. But see, we're not rooting for a Cougar there. We're rooting for a Colt. So,
oh, interesting. Interesting.
No, I can separate.
I'm giving you our Bradley. Calm down. Breathe. Calm down. I'm just playing antagonist.
Yes.
Jeff, you can do this to me all day long. I don't really
care. I know, and I do. And I love
it. I know.
It.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I'm coming over for food in January at some point.
That's fine. No, that's fine. We would have gone for beer this last week, but it was not the healthiest of weeks in the White household.
I didn't hit you up because I figured you were sick or with, you know, with work. I didn't want to. I just kind of
had it was nice relaxing time.
I know better. So. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not going to over Christmas. No, you need to be with your family.
Appreciate it.
Although at first I thought that was your son who was bowling, and I had to laugh. But
he was bowling. We were all bowling for Papa's birthday.
No. The video you sent me.
No. I know. That was Ozzy off the check. Quite hilarious.
Yes.
I think my
you taught him to bowl better than that, I hope.
Not much.
All right. Caesar, your thoughts coming up here in the final week of the season here in the NFL?
Oh, well, Vikings, if you win, I'll be surprised because haven't won since the Raiders game. that's been the thing, victory against them. But yeah, Lions will probably sweep us, unfortunately. That's why I picked them. Suck at Packers, go Bears. Go Eagles. Even though I picked the Cowboys, go Commanders. Just for Jeff.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I actually want the Eagles to be the 2 seed, so but we'll see what happens. Go Ravens, go Browns, go Seahawks. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Go Hawks. Hopefully it's the last time we'll see Geno Smith in a Hawks uniform. We'll see how it goes.
Don't count.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. That's all I got, actually. Go Seahawks. All right, we're going to go to Food Corner. Let's see what we have here. This is from myself. I'll ask this one to Brad first. This is actually elephant ear or funnel cakes. What do you prefer of those two?
Funnel cake.
And what flavor do you prefer on funnel cakes?
Strawberry.
Yeah, strawberry, powdered sugar, whipped cream on top.
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole works, yeah. I agree with you there.
Don't have it much, but when I have you.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. All right, Jeff, how about you?
I'm going to go with, wait, you said funnel cakes or elephant ears?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with funnel cake on this one. Elephant ears, don't get me wrong, they have their time and their place, and they're delicious.
Yeah.
But I will say funnel cake overall.
Yeah, and do you agree with the same as well as strawberry?
I would not necessarily strawberry. I'd prefer a raspberry or blueberry, personally.
Oh, they look good, too. Yeah, they're good. Yeah.
Any berry, truthfully, but I would rather take raspberry or blueberry. I would also, I'm also fine with, like, chocolate.
Oh yeah, I've had that before too. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's something I didn't think I would enjoy it, and I fully did enjoy it.
I don't discriminate against funnel cakes flavors, so I'm pretty much anything is good with me. Yeah, definitely. All right, Caesar, what do you have? What do you think?
Funnel cakes, blueberry, yeah. Raspberry, not strawberry, but blueberry, raspberry.
Yeah. All right. This one is from my friend Ryan, Deese. Favorite food item to pour gravy on, besides, you know, turkey and all that stuff. But, Jeff, what do you think?
Wait, favorite food item to put gravy on?
To pour gravy on, yeah.
I would say stuffing, if we're not talking like mashed potatoes and stuff, but.
Okay, interesting.
If that's what you mean.
All right, well, I'll give you my answer in a minute, and it'll be awesome. Brad, what's your answer for that?
Yeah, it's definitely mashed potatoes. I don't think chicken fried steak too.
Okay, that's also.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Commendable answer, Caesar. What's your answer there?
Chicken fried steak. Yeah, that's
all right.
Amazing. All
right. Well, you know what mine is biscuits and gravy. I mean that's what it goes
all right, yeah.
Biscuits. Yes, that's definitely. Yeah, but, you know, besides the normal stuff, potatoes and stuff, that's, definitely good. Biscuits and gravy, for sure. All right. This one is from Joe Spencer, so let's went to Brad first. What is one food product you are loyal to and why?
What is one food product?
Yeah, product or restaurant that you are loyal to.
Oh, Cascadia, that's easy.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. Because they have great service or food and all that.
Both. Become friends with the staff. A few of them probably show up at my birthday. And then I just enjoy, it's an atmosphere. It's like my Cheers.
Okay.
It really is. When I walk in, they know my name, and a beer is there within 30 seconds. That's
and they get
tipped accordingly. And Jeff has seen this in person too. So
that I have.
And we're lucky we didn't get kicked out that day, but still,
weren't that bad.
No,
maybe just a bit loud.
It was the Giants playoff win. You don't get those every year.
So I know.
Or every 5 years. I mean, you got to can get it. Yeah. All right, Caesar, how about you?
Benihana, because I go there every year for a birthday.
Okay.
Great food, great service, everything. Yeah, it's pretty good.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
I'll say Pools Public House.
Okay.
We go there. That's kind of our go-to little place. If we want to, I mean, not that long ago, it may have been Lost Boys, but I would say Pools now just because, God, it's so good. And we go there, like Brad, with Cascadia probably too often, but you know what? Who cares? Because it's delicious.
Yeah, for me, it's pretty easy for me. It's Red Robin, the RR. I've been in there since I was a kid, It's really good. Really good food, good service as well. So I go with Red Robin as well for me. All right. This is from Bree. This one will go to Jeff first. What was your favorite food served at Christmas dinner?
Like Christmas Eve dinner or Christmas dinner?
I don't. Whatever you have, I only had Christmas dinner, so I didn't have Christmas Eve dinner. But yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we do big. We do. I mean, just because of different families. But
okay.
I mean, well, like Christmas Eve dinner, we did So I'll say like for Christmas Eve, we just did all appetizers. Everyone brought a couple of them. Okay. I actually made a new one where you take a piece of kielbasa, cut it about half inch, 3/4 inch thick, and then you wrap it with bacon. And then, but the bacon's taller than the kielbasa, and so in that little hole that's there, you make a crab, cream cheese, and jalapeno mixture, and stuff it in there. And then you put some honey barbecue sauce on it, some honey and barbecue sauce on it, and then you bake it and cook it, and it turned out quite nicely.
That sounds amazing, yeah.
They were. I mean, otherwise I made probably my best prime rib ever on Christmas dinner.
Okay.
And that was really good as well.
Awesome. All right. Caesar?
Yeah, prime rib for me. My dad made it very well. The style's really good too, and you know, all the dessert was pretty good too. So, but yeah, prime rib for the win. Yeah.
There you go. All right, Brad.
We did prime rib Christmas Eve, and the horseradish almost took my nose off, but it was that was good. So yeah, I'll take prime rib, and that was fantastic. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I had ham, and it was really good. It was like cut the ham just off the bone. I mean, it was just amazing. It was really well done. And also I loved lemon meringue cheesecake or pie, whatever it was. It was really, 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 really good for dessert as well. That was really good. All right. This one, last one is from our friend, my friend, Ryan, and also Jeff's friend, Ryan Lund. When asked how you want your hamburger cooked for a typical burger, does anyone answer anything other than medium or well done? Let's went to Jeff first.
Medium rare every time.
Every time, okay. And just for the record, Ryan Lund goes with well done. I do as well. Well done for me as well for burgers as well. Brad, what do you about you?
To quote King of the Hill, we ask them politely yet firmly to leave if they want theirs well done. I love that. No, I was go medium rare. I had a piece of prime rib on New Year's Eve that was, I mean, it looked like it had just, it was so pink.
It was alive?
Yeah, my best friend cooked it because he's the chef at this place. But
he's a chef.
What's that?
He's a chef and he had it pink?
Yeah, it wasn't maybe his best night, but yeah.
Okay.
He's been the chef there for a decade, I think. So
interesting.
I don't know what was going on. I didn't ask him for it to be. He just kind of handed it to me, and I was like, well,
okay.
That's kind of my bad.
Yeah.
And it was a burger?
No, it was prime rib.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you not like pink prime rib?
I'll send you a picture of this, and you can judge.
hang on.
I should have sent it back.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
there's how mine turned out.
Okay, that's better than what I'm about to do. Yeah.
I think.
I'll let you be the judge. But yeah, no, I'll go medium rare. Yeah.
All right. And Caesar, how about you?
Medium rare.
Okay. I guess I'm looking by myself. That's all right. All right. And okay, we go to random here. This one is from Bree.
I get it, Brad.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right. What age would you choose if you could spend a week at any time? Sorry, week at any other age besides when you have right now. So I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go maybe like 9 or 10 years old, like you're innocent and careless and just having a good time, no cares in the world at all. So I think 9 or 10 would be a nice age to live for a week. How about you, Caesar?
I would say 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff?
The summer after I turned 16,
okay,
that way I could drive, and it was a nice summer, and God, I remember how much fun we had.
Nice.
All legal, innocent, fun stuff, nothing like crazy party or anything like that, just having fun, being free.
There you go.
All right, Brad?
I would either say summer of, yeah, when I was 16 or 18. I had more fun in the 18 one, but I might – I want to redo with somebody who won't be mentioned. But, yeah. The summer when I was – but August of 06 would be I'd like a redo on that on one week.
August of 06, okay.
Yeah, with a certain female. Yeah, no, I would say August of 06.
All right.
At 16, knowing what I know now, oh, my God.
Current female, or was it a female at the time?
No, don't get all – I hate that. No, don't. No. Don't be one of those. Sorry, no, it's like Ryan the other night. It was like – is it okay to laugh at Ace Ventura? I was like, dude, are you kidding me right now? I just, we're so political. Yeah. I hate that shit. Anyway. Yes, yeah, so because I could, I get my driver's license in, I would have got my driver's license in 06 and I waited another year. That's one thing. And then also, this chick, I she deserved better. So, yeah. Then,
all right, we'll move on from that.
Yeah.
We'll move on. Yeah, definitely. All right. Well,
I can laugh at myself.
Yep, there you go. All right, well, that's good stuff this is from you here. What is the last movie you actually watched? Could be a theater, could be, you know, on demand or whatever, or, you know, whatever it is. Jeff, how about you?
Like, all the way through?
Yeah.
Come back. I got to remember. Hang on. I'm going to have to ask the wife. I don't remember what the last movie was.
Deezer?
Last movie I saw in theater was Godzilla Minus One. It was pretty good. It was all in Japanese, but it had English subtitles.
Watch right. Come on, that. I was like,
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So, watch your rate, I guess. Yeah. Definitely. All right. Brad?
I guess it was Christmas Vacation was the last thing I sat down and watched all the way through. All
right.
Yeah.
All right. That's a classic one. Jeff, did you get your answer there?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a bunch. Because of my kid, there's been a bunch of movies that have been on that I've seen. I mean, Christmas Vacation was one. Home Alone probably 30 times.
That's right.
The Christmas Story a couple times. I don't remember the exact one. Yeah. But the one that I purposely sat down and watched, the last one, would have been No Hard Feelings with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Was that good?
Okay. It wasn't bad. I mean, it was free. Jennifer Lawrence. There's a great scene of them skinny dipping at the – I mean, it's pretty funny. scene. It's – it'd be a cute day. Hey, you and a girly friend could sit down and watch it, and it'd be a great movie for something like that. I mean, don't go into it with the highest of expectations, and you will be entertained.
Sounds good.
AKA cheesy. Gotcha. Okay.
It is kind of cheesy and corny, but some of the parts, I mean, it's like you're laughing as hard as American Pie, like when it first came out.
Oh, that's a high bar, Wells. That's a high bar.
Yeah, I mean, but it's some of the laughs are that hard, but as an adult and in today's age, it's like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But again, great scene.
Sure. Yeah. American Pie still holds up, too. It does.
It does.
Yep. And I watched about eight movies on Christmas. My family. Last one I saw actually was the 1939-34 whatever it is version of American Alone 34. Street was my last one I saw. So watch that one for me.
Oh, the one. Oh, the black and white one.
Black and white. Yeah, black and white. And by the way, I found out that on Amazon Prime they have a color version of It's a Wonderful Life. Watch that. It was amazing. I prefer the color version. Ghost Bucket.
Oh,
version.
No.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. I love color. You know, yeah, definitely.
I don't see color, Ozzy.
Okay.
That was good.
Sorry.
You're not, but it's all good. It's all good. All right. Caesar, we've had some time to think about this one. What do you have for us here tonight for your random?
What do you guys normally do for a New Year's feast?
For a feast?
Yeah, New Year's.
I always just order Chinese food like we did other night. Yeah.
What'd you order there?
Well, was gonna
Chinese
order
food.
I was gonna order freaking North, but they did not deliver. So and then Dragon was over expensive, so we just went ahead and did Panda Express and got noodles, orange chicken, almond chicken, and teriyaki chicken, and cherry Coke. Yeah.
Mm.
All right, Jeff.
We kind of did. We have a big cul-de-sac party. We just kind of everyone appetizers, but heavy apps, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I had my wife took, you know, the Hawaiian rolls.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. King's Hawaiian. She takes those and cuts them in half and puts them in a pan and puts cheese and like a meat on there and then puts the top on them and kind of makes sliders out of them.
There you go.
Kind of like, oh my God. Oh, I fucking A. When I was at the doctor today and when I saw my weight, I was not a happy camper. Granted, I had my shoes and my Carhartt coat on, I had a little bit, but even then it was like, ooh, hoo, 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 what did we do? But,
By the way, I maintained my weight the whole time, all day. It's like, I didn't lose any weight, didn't gain any weight, didn't lose any weight. So I'm good with that.
Well, I mean, I maintained the whole time. I just maintained at a weight that I didn't want. I maintained all the extra stuff.
Well, most people like gain like 5 pounds during the holidays. So I'm happy about myself not getting any pounds.
That's shit. If it was only 5, I'd be so happy. There was a couple years ago, you guys, where I literally gained 9 pounds between New Year's and the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, literal at Ryan Lunshound house, I gained a literal 5 pounds that day from eating too much.
Christ.
Oh, yeah, I was so uncomfortable and unhappy with every life choice.
Yeah.
She puts on a good presentation whenever you go over there. That's
Oh, my God. It really is.
The drinks alone you want to gain. I mean, the drinks alone over there are amazing.
Well, and his wife's a delightful cook, too.
Yeah. Oh, real? Oh, very nice. I have no doubt.
Yes.
I can see that.
Just kill the man. Sorry. Caesar, what do you have for your dinner?
Well, my family and I usually do a tradition of seafood. So we do, like, shrimp. Crab legs,
nice,
and lobster tails and whatnot. Yeah, we go out on seafood every year during New Year's. So yeah,
sounds awesome. Yeah,
expensive but good.
What's that?
Is it expensive but good?
Oh yeah, definitely. Got to work a little bit. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, what do you have for us here?
Okay, on New Year's, do you guys watch any of the big New Year's show, the ball drop, or anything like that on any of the different channels?
I'm out by like 9 o'clock, so no, I'm out. I'm done. Oh. So I wrap early, yeah. Because who cares if it's like midnight, whatever, 1 a.m., 6 a.m.? No, it's New Year. It's another day. Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah. Plus my day New Year. Doing fireworks from 5 p.m. to like fucking, I woke up at 3 a.m. So like, so
were you by me?
No, I was not. But that was is Jeff in that area?
Oh, you're gonna wish that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be happy that you weren't.
Yeah.
You do. How can you hate fireworks?
They're loud and obnoxious and dangerous.
Well, so am I, and you're still friends with me.
No, I'm sorry.
Ozzy, this was our night.
Yes, definitely. All right, I'll get it. Let's see. Ooh. Oh.
The bottom four boxes are 24 shots each box. You light one, it's 24.
I guess my neighbor and you would have a great night because they did a lot of this. Yeah, I was not happy with them. But anyways,
I wonder if that was Kentner.
Do not do fireworks. But Brad, what do you watch the shows? Those shows.
We did at the party I was at. We did watch the ball drop like the last 2 minutes or so. We did, yeah. But you skipped me on the last one. But yeah, no, we.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, No, you're good. We don't really have a New Year's. Back when I was kids, we used to, my family hosted all the time, and so that was kind of cool. But now, but yeah, no, I was up till 1:15 probably, and then drove home, and yeah, it was fine. But yeah, I used to prime rib myself, or I went out for that. But no, there was no. It was basically Coors Light and Chex Mix was my New Year's Eve, like at 10 p.m. And that was pretty much because I had to drive home, so I was like, and there was all the fog and everything. That was not a night that I wanted to get pulled over. So.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not.
Yeah.
All right. And Caesar, did you watch the shows there?
Yeah, I do. I watched the ball drop and whatever entertainment that they have there. Whoever plays, like, concert-wise or whatever the hell. But yeah, I do.
Is it Seacrest now doing that? Ryan Seacrest is now the host?
Yeah.
Seacrest. Okay.
20 years. It's crazy.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, definitely. All right, Jeff, do you watch those shows?
No, in general, no. I mean, if we end up going inside for a few minutes and the TV's on, great. Yeah. I mean, we were outside, meaning between the neighbor's driveway and my driveway. And I think there was a TV on in the background, but we mainly just had the radio on and we're going. Yeah. I think we mainly watched that to decide when we lit the fuse.
Oh, God. Okay.
As the ball comes down. I mean, there was major buildup to it. You know, we missed East Coast time zone, but we did a mountain time zone, central time zone, and a big finale for our time zone.
I buy that.
And there were people in our neighborhood who were opting to celebrate in Alaska and Hawaii as well.
Really? Nice.
Oh, dude, I was literally, like, for a while, I was probably 1 p.m, 2 p.m, I was out chopping some wood, getting ready for the fire that night.
Yeah.
And there, I heard, like, mortars and major fireworks going off at 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, it was all day.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, 4 p.m, and some dude up the dude, like, not horribly far away from us started going crazy. I mean, it was pretty awesome, to be honest with you.
Hey, Brad, Caesar, I sent you guys the picture Jeff sent me about his fireworks, so if you want to look at it.
I sent it to you. I just hadn't gotten around to Caesar yet. I'd send it to Brad.
Oh, whoops. All right. Well, there you go.
Oh, no worries.
All right. And, Brad, what do you have for us to end the podcast?
Is your Christmas tree still up?
It happened in the first place, so no. But if I did have one, it would be gone by the 26th, so that's how I roll.
Gotcha. Mine is still up.
I'm probably not surprised about that at all.
Probably till Thursday.
No, that's, man, you're getting it late, man. That's,
and then I'll take it down. Well, I'm home Thursday night, so I'll probably.
Oh, okay.
Like, or actually home all night Thursday night.
There you go. All right. Caesar, how about you?
Not mine, but I know that my parents still have theirs up. Are we going to help them take it all down? Because it's a big one that they have.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll probably be this weekend that they get rid of it. So yeah, I'll be helping them take it down. Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right, Jeff. How about you?
Mine came down. I don't remember if it was either the 28th or 29th. I usually wait till like right. Either Christmas Day or New Year's Day or like right around New Year's this year. I just, I don't know. Kind of felt like taking it down early. I had all my Christmas lights outside. Usually I take them down like this week or this coming weekend, but I had them all down last Friday, 29th. It was a beautiful day. So I was like, screw it. I'll go outside and take it down. Got pretty much everything put away and basically back to normal except for a few of my kids' toys here and there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really enjoy people having their stuff up like through January. You know, it's like time to get off your ass, you know, get your shit together, and take down your Christmas lights and stuff because it's not year round Christmas, you know.
Yeah.
All right, and Brad, how about you?
That's it. Mine's still up till Thursday.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay, sorry. Yes.
Yeah, no, and that's not because of laziness. I always leave
right.
Is afterwards.
Because you're busy and stuff. get it.
That is true. I do have a, as you know, I'm not home a whole lot, so it's
yeah.
Although I probably need to be this year for financial reasons, but okay. Yeah, nice.
And I'll give you a bonus question, Ants, before we go here. I'll ask this to everyone here. What was your favorite Christmas gift you got this season? I'll just went to Caesar first.
My favorite Christmas gift that I got this year. I got a new Twins jersey.
Oh, there you go.
It's and a Twins hat to go with it. So yeah, those were my favorite ones.
What player did you get?
Huh? Oh, what I just it's just a regular white jersey. It says Twins on the front. That's it.
Oh, okay, no, nothing on the back.
My dad was trying to get a Correa jersey. No, he said Correa jersey. He was trying to get a Correa jersey, but they were sold out. So
I bet. Yeah. All right, Jeff. How about you? What's your favorite Christmas gift you got?
I got an Eagle sweatshirt that's pretty cool.
Nice.
And then my wife got me a pretty cool Eagles a pullover sweater type thing, not hooded, like a quarter zip.
Yeah.
It's a work shirt work sweater thing for me. Sure. But no, overall, probably the coolest is my wife's cousin's and my wife's cousin and her boyfriend got me a new BB gun, and I am quite – and no, it's not a Red Ryder.
For the school, is that right?
Yeah. They know about my war.
Yep. You told me about that, yeah, a month ago.
Yep. So I'm quite excited. This thing, it's a single-shot pellet. It's a pellet gun, not a BB gun, and it's – oh, my God. Yeah.
She's right out.
Yep.
All right. Brad, how about you?
Couple sweatshirts and trying to think. They're pretty low key, just a couple nice golf shirts and sweatshirts. It was pretty nothing, no jerseys or anything like that. I'm pretty low maintenance when it comes to gifts for the most
Definitely.
Part.
Yeah, same here. My top two are my aunt got me $50 gift card to Walmart, so that's cool.
There you go.
And then my favorite one though is my mom got me these Sony Bluetooth headphones I got. I've had them a week before Christmas, and I've charged them one time since then. They're amazing. They last a long time. But I charged them one time since I got them 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago almost. So, yeah, pretty awesome stuff. All right. Well, coming on the podcast this evening, guys, and enjoyed the football this weekend, and hopefully we'll have – fun next weekend on the podcast to talk about the playoffs. So there you go.
Always.
Yes, sir. Have a good night, everyone.
Will do.
Yep.
Have a good night.
All right. Have a great night, you guys.
Yep. See ya.
Yep.